under the starry sky of the desert. From the very heart of evergreen forests. With the radiance of silver-colored sand. In the midst of proud mountains. Closer. Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. The world we live in is filled with mysteries and secrets. These mysterious places attract us toward themselves and arouse our curiosity. Today, I have taken a trip to Sirjan, a beautiful city in Kerman province. I want to take you to a mysterious garden. Are you ready? Right now, I'm standing by a mysterious garden. There is no greenery in this garden, yet the trees always have fruits. Is it strange? Yes, it's incredible. The fruits of this garden are all made of stone. Unbelievable! Everywhere is quiet dry. The trees are all dried. And it is hard to believe, but stones with really odd shapes are hanging from branches of the trees. Here is the stone garden of Darvish Khan. Darvish Khan Esfandiarpur was a deaf and dumb man who was born in 1924. Darvish Khan was a shepherd. He was also a gardener and had almond and walnut trees in his garden. Everything was going on well in Darvish Khan's life until he lost all his properties because of unknown reasons. His trees withered one after the other. Some years later, Darvish Khan did a strange job. He started hanging stones from the dry trees in his garden. And then the withered trees of the garden with their stone fruits became the sad man's only companion. The trees with the stones and objects which are hanging from them have made bizarre shapes. For example, this tree looks like a man who has shaved his head. It is said Darvish Khan shaved this tree when his son went to military service. Look at this! This tree looks like a deer which has bent its neck and has kept its head toward the sky. It's as if it was suffering from a pain. And this tree looks like the Picasso's painting in which the horse's belly is torn. This garden is brimmed over with creativity. Darvish Khan was an artist. Amazing! Right now, I'm standing by a tree which, instead of a stone, objects like cars, exhaust, or bicycle chain are hanging. Oh my god! I think it's sheep's skull. Yes. Darvish Khan was an artist and, well, we'd better not to talk about him in his absence. I have heard from the people living here that Darvish Khan had dreamt about the shapes of the stones he hung from these trees. Who knows? Maybe they're right. Whatever it is, this garden and its calm and dry environment is mysterious and horrible. Until it's not too dark, I better leave the garden with stone inhabitants.
Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.